Okay, good morning and good chodesh, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samaches. We left off on daf Samach Zayin and Beis. We are at V'Rabbi Shimon, my Taima, two lines from the end of the page on daf Samach Zayin and Beis. So you're sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Vasimcha, La Shalom, L'Sham Shavn Aliyah. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of our daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to do today is we're going to continue the discussion of Nosein Tam Lefkam. Yesterday we learned that there is a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, whether Nosein Tam Lefkam is mutter or aser. Rabbi Shimon says mutter, Rabbi Meir says aser. Yesterday we learned what the source of Rabbi Meir is from Giulei Nachrim, and today we're going to discuss first what the source for Rabbi Shimon is, that Nosein Tam Lefkam is mutter. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, whether this machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, is about a case of his that where it initially gave a tam l'shvach and only subsequently gave a tam l'fgam, but if it was a tam l'fgam through and through, then everyone would say it's mutter. Or no, maybe even when it's poge me'ikara, you have this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. And then the Gemara is going to bring two rayas for Rabbi Yochanan's shita that the machlokes is even about a case of pogem me'ikara. Then the Gemara is going to do an accounting for the chiddush in all three statements of the Braisa, which leads to understanding Rabbi Shimon regarding sa'or of chulin and truma working in tandem with each other. So then the Gemara is going to discuss a case where a mouse falls into beer and Rav apparently prohibited the beer. So we're going to have a discussion at the end of the daf, the second half of Amud Beis. Why is it that Rav prohibited the beer? Granted, the mouse gave tam into the beer, but is that a tam lefgam? Is it a tam leshvach? And even if it is a tam lefgam, and if it is a tam lefgam, should it really prohibit the beer? Shouldn't it be mutter? Because we paskin nosein tam lefgam is mutter. That is going to be the second half of Amud Beis. So let's begin again. We're holding two lines on the bottom of the page on daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Shimon my taima. What is the basis for Rabbi Shimon who holds that nosein tam lefgam is mutter? The Ritva points out that it's more mistaber to assume like Rabbi Meir, because he had a pretty good raya from Klei Midyan. So Rabbi Shimon had an answer to that raya. Oh, Klei Midyan is only talking about kelim b'nei yoman. It's not talking about kelim that haven't been used for more than 24 hours. But that's quite an ukimta to make in the psukim. So why would Rabbi Shimon do that? Why would there must be some other basis for Rabbi Shimon? So Detanya, because we have a braisa that says as follows: the Torah tells us lo sochlu kol nevela, that one should not eat, is not allowed to eat nevela. Rather, legera sher b'sharecha pasuginim titna navachala omachal nachri, that you should give it to a ger b'sharecha, means a ger toshav, and he will eat it or you sell it to an achri. So we darshan from there kol harui leger, any nevela that is still ra'ui la'achila, that a human being would eat, that a ger would eat, kriya nevela is still called the nevela and would be aser ba'achila. But she'ein ru'yi l'ger, ein kriya nevela. If it's not ro'yi l'achila, meaning it has spoiled, then it's not considered a nevela. The iser does not exist anymore. So we see from there that nosein tam lefkam is mutter. Now the limud over here of l'ger asher b'sharecha titnena, how do I see from there that only if it's ro'yi l'ger, that only if it's the kind of thing that he would eat, that it's going to be aser? So the Chassam Sofer explains, because I don't need the Torah to tell me what the ger should do with it when you give him food, right? Why did it say the ger shabishrach tidnana viachala, and then he'll eat it? When you give someone food, they eat it. That's what you do with food. Why does the Torah say that? It must be because it's only if he would eat it that it's going to be included in this iser. That's how the Chassam Sofer understands the chinuch in mitzvah tafayin beis understands a little differently. He says, no, from the pasuk that says legera sher b'sharecha titnena, what's the Torah teaching me when it says to give it to a ger? It must be that it's the kind of thing that you would give to the ger. You don't need the part of the pasuk that says va'achala to learn that nevela, that it's only nevela ha'aruya leger. Why would you even tell me that? Why would you even need to tell me that you give it to the ger? So the basis for Rabbi Shimon Shita, the nosein tam lefkam is mutter, is that a nevela srucha, if you have a nevela that's spoiled, it's mutter. So memela, when you have nosein tam lefkam, pagam, it's mutter. When you have isser that gives negative tam into heter, that's going to be mutter as well. Now, the Rishonim point out, they're not exactly the same, right? When you have a nevela srucha, that means the whole thing is inedible. It's something that a human being would not eat. That's a little bit different than when I have something that makes the food that I previously had taste a little bit less delicious than it tasted before. Meaning I had kosher food, it tasted delicious, and then a little bit of treif fell in and made it a bit less delicious. Still going to eat it, still delicious, right? But a little less delicious. And yet somehow, that's the limud, that's called nosin tam lefkam, and that's going to be mutter. So the way the Rashba understands is that the Torah only assers a tam mushbach, not a tam pagum, and that's the whole heter of nosin tam lefkam, that we learn from here, that only that which is a positive taste is aser, that which is a negative taste is mutter. So the Ran says, well, if it's all a svara that the Torah only assers a tam mushbach and not a tam mufkam, then what do I need to learn from nevela shein ruya leger? That sounds much more like a svara that the Torah only assers that which is a pleasant taste, and therefore the Ran says, no, the din is entirely different. From what we learn from nevela shein ruya leger is that the Torah only assers Yisuri Achila if a person gets Hana'a from that Isser. So when the Nevela is not Roy L'Achila, you can't eat it. So you're not going to get any Hana'a from the Achila. Memela, it's going to be Mutter. But when the Nevela is Roy L'Achila, even just a little bit, it's going to be Asr because you're getting some Hana'a from it. You'll eat it for lunch, even though you may not enjoy it so much, but you'll get some Hana'a from it. So Nosin Tam Lefkam, the head of Nosin Tam Lefkam, says the Ran, is that you don't get any Hana'a from the Isser. It's not about the fact that anytime something gives a negative tam, that's not the kind of tam the Torah asks. No, it's about hana'a, that I would have preferred if this tarovis never happened. My lunch was delicious beforehand. Now it's less delicious. So I would have preferred that this never happened, and therefore I get no hana'a from the Isser. Lemay nafkamina between the Ran and the Rashba, huge nafkamina. The Ran himself points out, what if I have a tarovis of heter and Isser, where, granted, the heter doesn't taste as good anymore because of this tarovas, but it makes up for the slight downgrade in taste with the massive increase in volume that I had, X amount of heter and Y amount of isser fell in. Now it's X plus Y, and now I could feed my whole family instead of just eating myself. So the benefit that I get from it is outweighs the slight downgrade of the tam. So according to the Ran, that's usser, even though it's no sin tam lefkam, that's going to be usser because you're getting hana from the Isser, whereas according to the Rashba, no, tam pagum, any tam that is not l'shvach, the Torah never assers. A tam pagum is always going to be mutter, and they have a machlokas l'shitasam, by all nosin tam lefkam, aside from the tam of the Isser, you normally have to deal with the mamashus of the Isser as well, meaning the Isser fell in, it's mixed in there, so granted, I'm not gonna be violating anything from a tam ki'ikr perspective, because it's no sin tam lefkam. What about the fact that I'm actually consuming the mamashos of the Isser as well? How can I eat the tavshil? After all, aren't I consuming the gufa Isser? So the Rashba writes that the gufa Isser is batal berov, and therefore it's only the tam that's problematic. The guf had become batal. Guf, we say, is batal berov. The tam requires shishim, and you don't have shishim connected to the tam. Oh, but it's tam pagum, that's what's going to make a mutter, because tam pagum is always going to be mutter. But according to the Ran, you don't need bittul barov. There's no hana'a from the Isser. Granted, I'm eating the gufa Isser, but I'm not getting hana'a from it. I would have preferred if this tarovis never happened, and therefore this tarovis is an unfortunate thing for me. It's something that I'm not getting hana'a from. So melech going to be mutter. This is the sodistic machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba and how to understand nosin tam lefkam mutter. But again, all of this is within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, which we do paskin like, that nosin tam lefkam is mutter. So how's Rabbi Meir going to respond to Rabbi Shimon's source? Rabbi Meir holds that nosin tam lefkam is aser. What's he going to do about the pasuk by nevela? He says that pasuk that says that a nevela that is spoiled is kosher is going to talk about something, is dafka talking about a nevela that was spoiled Me'ikara prior to, meaning while it was still alive. It was a Mukas Shchin. It was already Pagum before it ever became a Nevela. So the Isser Nevela was never Chal. But if you already had the Isser Nevela Chal, the animal dropped dead and it was delicious meat at that time, and only subsequently became Saruach, then in a Chinami it would still be Asr. The Isser does not disappear. For Rabbi Shimon would respond, Srucha Me'ikara L'tzrucha Miyuta. No, Srucha Me'ikara, you don't need a miyut in the pasuk to tell me that it's okay. Afra bialma, who, after all, it's afra bialma. It's just it's afar, and therefore it does not become usher with the isser of nevela. So it must be that when the Torah tells me that that a nevela shein ruy leger is not called a nevela, it's talking about when it wasn't srucha meikara, when it dropped dead and it was good meat, and then it's spoiled. That even that is going to be mutter because it now has a tam pagum. Now, when the Gemara says that Srucha Me'ikara, so so Rashi points out when it's Saruach Me'ikara, so it's Afra Bialma, and therefore it doesn't have a din of Nevela. So the Chassam Sofer says, still doesn't mean you could eat it. Meaning, it means it's not an Isser Lo Saseh of Nevela. However, he writes that you cannot eat a behema that was not shechted. There is an Isser essay of eating something that's Eino Zavuach. That aside from the Isser of Nevela, there's an Isser essay of eating meat that is Eina Zavuach, that didn't have Shechita. That was one of the issues that Poskim are discussing with the lab-grown meat, that if they take meat using cells of an animal, so it's actual meat and it's actual animal cells, so you could avoid the problem of Nevela if you just take cells from kosher meat. The question is, this new meat that was made, it never went through a Shechita, so maybe there's an Isser essay of Eina Zavuach. I never required a shechita because it was never alive. Yeah, but bottom line, it never went through a shechita. So what exactly are the parameters of that Isser essay of Eina Zavuach? So that's a discussion that the contemporary poskim are fighting out right now. But it will become very relevant probably fairly soon. But anyway, so that's the machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Shimon. So now says the Gemara, Amar Ula, machlokas, so Ula says a chiddush. Up until now, we showed that Rabbi Meir holds nosin tam lefgam is aser, and Rabbi Shimon holds nosin tam lefgam is mutter. Rabbi Meir has a pasuk from the dinim of kasher and kelim, and Rabbi Shimon has a pasuk from nevela. So it sounds like the machlokas is across the board that it doesn't matter whether it was nosin tam lefgam right away or it was nosin tam lefgam at some later point. But Ula says differently. He says no. There's another way to understand this whole machlokas. The whole machlokas is when it initially fell in, it gave a tam l'shvach, and only subsequently turned into a tam pagum. That's where Rabbi Meir is going to say that it's going to be aser, because initially it became aser by giving a tam l'shvach. So Rabbi Meir is going to say that iser does not disappear. But aval pagum eikara divrei hakol mutter. But fundamentally, everyone holds nosin tam l'shvach is mutter. Even Rabbi Meir would agree. Nosin tam lefgam is mutter. That's the great chiddush of Ula. He's essentially really significantly minimizing the machlokas we've just been talking about. Right? We said Rabbi Shimon holds nosin tam lefgam is mutter. Rabbi Meir holds nosin tam lefgam is aser. Comes along Ula and he says Rabbi Meir doesn't really hold nosin tam lefgam is aser. In a regular case where it gives the tam pogrom right away, even Rabbi Meir agrees it's mutter. It's only if it was hishpiachul besof pogam that he holds that it's aser, because as soon as it gave the tam l'shvach, it was aser. So that iser doesn't disappear. So Esvei Rav Chagal Ula. So Rav Chagal challenges Ula. We have a brisa. Yain shenafal l'toch hadashim. If you have wine that falls into lentils, v'chomet shenafal l'toch grisin, or vinegar that goes into, wine vinegar, yain nesach wine vinegar that goes into grisin, some sort of chalent. So aser, the tafshil is going to be aser because of the wine, because of the yain nesach that's in it. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, but Rabbi Shimon says the tafshil is going to be mutter. Isn't this exactly a case of Pagamei Ikara? When this wine fell in, when this vinegar fell in, it right away gave it a tam lefgam. And you see, it's a machlokas. We don't say, oh, everyone agrees, no sin tam lefgam is mutter. It's a machlokas. So Amar Ula responded, Chaga lo meidu yada, my kamir abanan. That Rav Chaga doesn't even understand what the Chacham are saying. And Tiyufta Kamosiv, and he's going to bring rayas from the words of the Chachamim to against me. He doesn't even understand the brisa that he's quoting. Hachamai Eskinan, what's this brisa talking about? About going shenafel to talk grisin sonanim v'irticham. Nasa kamisha nishba sheishbiach l'bsof pagam v'yasir. He thinks the Bryce was talking about a case where it's just a straight nosin tam l'fgam. No! It was talking about a case where it fell into cold greasin, where it was nosin tam l'shvach, and only then became pagum. Ah, and that's exactly the case where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. So this Bryce is not against me at all. Adrabba, it supports me that it shows a case of hishbiach l'bsof pagam. So that is Ula's opinion, that if it was Pagam Meikara, everyone would agree it's Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bepagam Meikara Machlokas." Rabbi Yochanan brings us back to what we were assuming previously, that the Machlokas is in a regular case where Isser falls into Hatter and gives a Tam Pagam right away into the Hatter. That's where you have Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. So Yibayilu, so they said, "Bepagam Meikara Machlokas of Lushpiach Lubsov Pagam Divrei Akol Osir, Odoma Bembezu Machlokas." When he says that the machlokas is when it's pogim meyikara, does that mean to say that that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if it's hishpiach l'besof pagam, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that the nosin tam l'fgam is going to be aser? Because once it's hishpiach, the fact that it's l'besof pagam doesn't help you anymore. It doesn't lose the iser. Or does he mean to say that it's a machlokas regardless of whether it was nosin tam l'fgam right away or it's hishpiach l'besof pagam? Either way, Rabbi Meir is going to say aser, and Rabbi Shimon is going to say mutter. The Gemara leaves that unresolved. So Tosfos has a couple of points over here. First of all, Tosfos says, well, we had a machlokas previously by a nevela that became a nevela and was then hisricha, whether it was then spoiled, whether it's hutra ba'achila. So how could it be that everyone would agree that a shpiach l'besof pagam is going to be aser if by nevela, if that died and only then was hisricha, meaning initially when it died, when it became a nevela, it was tasty, and then it was hisricha, and there's a machlokas whether it's mutar ba'achila. So you see that shpiach l'besof pagam is at least a machlokas. Why would the nevela that was nisnavla and then hisricha be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon if everyone agrees that hishpiach l'besof pagam is aser? So the Tosfos says that the case of hishpiach l'besof pagam is dafka by tam that gets mixed in and is hishpiach, and therefore the Michael that it got mixed into became Asr, and then subsequently became Pagam. So over there we're going to say it's Asr because there was already a Shem Isser on the Tairoves. When the Tairoves happened, it gave it Tam L'Shvach, so Melech it had a Shem Isser. But a Nevela that became a Nevela and was then Hisriach, it became Pagam while it was still a Nevela. And that's what Rabbi Shimon says, that it could still be Chozer V'Hutar, because it became Pagam in its current state. Nothing changed in order for it to become pagum. Tosfos then also asks that we learned yesterday that Rabbi Yochanan says that pagum meikara that Rabbi Yochanan said that if pagum meikara is aser, but if pagum l'besof hishpiach, the opposite of what we're saying now. Now we're talking about hishpiach l'besof pagum. What if it was pagum l'besof hishpiach that initially gave a tam l'fgam and then was hishpiach? So Rabbi Yochanan said it's mutter in that case. So you see that they don't argue Bein bezu, because if they argued both in the case of Pagam Meikara and the case of Hishpiach L'Besof Pagam, it would turn out that Rabbi Yochanan is not like Rabbi Meir, who asers even by Pagam Meikara, and not like Rabbi Shimon, who's matir even in Hishpiach L'Besof Pagam. So Tosfos suggests that it could be that Rabbi Yochanan paskins by Pagam Meikara like Rabbi Shimon, and by that it's mutter, and by Hishpiach L'Besof Pagam, he paskins like Rabbi Meir. Right? It could be that in the machlokas tanoim is by both, and Rabbi Yochanan splits his psak that he could paskin like one shita in tanoim in the case of pagam meyikara, and another shita in tanoim when it comes to a case of hishpiach ulubesof pagam. So Amar Rav Amram, efshar isa lahad Rabbi Yochanan latani lebemasnisin. Is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, meaning that a regular case of nosin tam lefgam pagam meyikara, it's just a regular case of nosin tam lefgam, we call it pagam meyikara, that when the tam of Israel goes into heter, it gives a negative tam, that's where there's a machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, and it's not alluded to anywhere in the Tanaim that's the case. So it says, "Nafak dok v'ashkach." So he went out and he researched it and he found Ditnan. It is a Mishnah in Maseches Arla. The you have this lash of Nafak dok v'ashkach all the time. The Medrash Shmuel on the Mishnah in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, over there it says Tzu'u ru'u, ezui derech yishara. Go out and see what's the derech yishara she'avar lo adam, etc. So Medrash Shmuel, where are you going? Where are you going out? What's tzu'u, right? Meaning, so what's nafak? What's he went out? Where, stay in the base medrash and figure it out. Where are they going out to? So he says it means he left the base medrash. But why did he have to leave the base medrash in order to find this? So in the Pirkei Avos, it's talking about, you know, derech yishara she'avar lo adam. You have to see how people interact with society and how they're accepted. That doesn't really help us with nafak dak v'yashkach. But then the Medrash Shmuel says, in the name of Rabbeinu Yisrael, that nafak means hisbodeid b'machshavaso v'dikdek b'iyun v'yotza mimachshavos hagufnios ad shemotza es asher bikesh. That he completely removed himself from any connection to Gashmius, so he can be completely, completely focused on the learning that he was doing, all in, 100% focus on the learning that he's doing, and then he realized that he knew a Mishnah that that relates to this. Okay, so what's the Mishnah about Pagamei Ikara? Did tonight we have a Mishnah Maseches Arla. Sa'or shel chulin shenafal l'tolcha isa, if let's say you have sa'or of chulin, you have yeast of chulin that falls into a regular dough. V'yesh bo k'dei l'hachmitz. So regular yeast, regular dough, has the ability to be machmitz the dough, v'ichmitza, and it does. So everything good so far. This is just, we're just describing a chalabek so far. Nothing happened, right? V'achar kach, nafal sa'or shel truma, and then something went wrong. Then sa'or shel truma fell into the dough after it already had enough yeast to make the dough rise. Oh, sa'or shel kelei akerem, where sa'or shel kelei akerem fell into the dough. V'yesh bo k'dei l'hachmitz, and it has, and the truma or the kelei akerem also was enough yeast to make it rise. And now it was too machmitz, and it became pogum. The dough became inedible because there was too much yeast in it. So asr, that isa is asr ba'achila. If the sar shel truma if it were sar shel truma, asr means it's mutter only for kohanim, asr for everybody else, and if it's a sar shel kelei akerem, asr means asr, right? It's asr for everybody. It's unclear why sa'or makes the dough asr, meaning it's not no same time in the conventional sense. It's not like in the dough you taste the sa'or. The sa'or transforms the dough, it changes the dough, but it doesn't give tam. So the Pri Chadosh in Yerideya discusses what the reason for the Yisr is, and he says probably it's a din d'Rabbanan, that you can't deny the presence of the Sa'ar in the dough. It made such an impact on it, so the Rabbanan said we just have to do something with that, right? Because the Sa'ar is obviously there. So if it's Sa'ar Shal Yisr, so they made an Yisr d'Rabbanan, even though it's not nosin tam. Like tam ki ikr is d'Oraisa. This must be d'Rabbanan. Anyway, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon is Matir the dough entirely, because when the sar shel truma or the sar shel kelei akerem went in, it was being pogam in the dough. The dough was good without it, and now you have too much sar. And this is called pogamei ikara, because from the moment the problematic sar fell in, it was doing bad to the dough. It wasn't helping the dough, it was hurting the dough. Opligi, and you see that it's still the machlokas. So there you have it. You want to know where does Rabbi Yochanan get the idea that the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, about nosin tam v'kam is even on pogamei ikara? It's that Mishnah and Arla. From the time the Trumah, the Kelei Akerem, fell in, it was ready Pagamei Akara. So I'm Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says, no, Shaini Isa Hol Ru'i L'chamea Ba Kame Isa Sacheros. That dough is different because now you have a starter dough. Now you have a mini Enochinami. You can't eat it, but you'll be able to make so much other sourdough bread with this starter dough. So it's going to work to, so you can't call that Tam Lefgam is when it's harmful. This isn't totally harmful. It's harmful to this dough if you wanted to eat this dough, but it's really helpful in the long run in that you'll be able to have so much from it. So Tashma says, well, let's try to bring another raya for Rabbi Yochanan, that the machlokas is in the case of Pagamei Ikara. The Braisa tells us, Sa'or shel truma vishel chulin. Let's say you have yeast of both truma and chulin, shnofel l'toch yisla, that fell into a dough at the same time. But together it's way too much yeast, meaning each one would have been the right amount of yeast, but they both fell in at the same time. V'chimtzu, and it was machmitz the dough more than it needed to the point that it became pagum. So asr, that dough becomes asr ba'achila. If it's kelei akerem and if it's truma, we're talking about truma here. So asr ba'achila to Yisrael and mutter to kohen. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon thinks it's mutter even for Yisrael. Nafal shel truma tchila, if the truma is sa'ar fell in first and it gave it the proper chimut, and then the sa'ar shel chulin fell in. Well, then divrei akol asr. Then for sure it's going to be asur, because that's a case where the truma fell in and it did good. It was mashpiach lido, and then subsequently chulin came and ruined it. But that's that it was already asur. Nafal shel chulin v'achar kach nafal shel truma. If the chulin sa'ar fell in first and then the truma sa'ar fell in, oh shel kilei akerem or kilei akerem fell in asur, then it's going to be asur ba'achila. But Rabbi Shimon matir, but Rabbi Shimon is matir, meaning that's a case of machlokas where first what fell in was chulin, and therefore, and that's when it was good. And by the time the truma, the kilei akerem fell in, it was only being pogemit. That's a case of pogemit kara, and that's going to be a machlokas. So there you have it. You have a case where chulin fell in, chulin sa'ar went into a dough. Everything was great. The dough was perfect. And then as soon as truma or kilei akerem falls in, ruins it. And you have a machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Shimon, whether that's mutter or not. So you see that pogemei kara is a machlokas tonight. V'chitei ma'achinami, maybe you're going to say that no, ha'achinami kit Rabbi Zeira, we could give the same rejection as we gave before to this raya from Rabbi Zeira, that it's roi lahachmitz isos acheros. You could use it to be machmitz other doughs, and therefore it's not really called pogem, because even though it's ruining this dough, it's so helpful in the long run. So tashmami seifa, but I'll bring you a raya from the seifa of the brisa where it says hayayin shenafel l'toch hadashim, if yayin nesach goes into lentils, v'chomet shenafel l'toch grisin, or yayin nesach wine vinegar goes into grisin, it's aser. It's going to be aser ba'achil. Rabbi Shimon matir, you have the same machlokas. V'achanami t'pagamei ikara pligi, and that's also a case of pagamei ikara. And you see that it's a machlokas. Says Mara, whoa, who said that's a case of pagamei ikara? V'chitei machanami k'tishani ula l'rabbi chaga k'shesh biach l'besov pagam. Didn't we already try a raya about that? Of wine falling into adashim and wine vinegar falling into grisin, and Ula had very strong lashon to Rabbi Chaga. He said, you don't even know how to read the Tanayim and you're trying to bring a raya from there. That's not a case of pagamei akara. That's a case of ishbiach l'besof pagam. It was tzoninim. So it gave a tam l'shvach at first, and only then gave a tam l'fgam. So this isn't a raya over here either. So it says more mi pligi, but can you really say that they're arguing about a case of ishbiach l'besof pagam v'katani? But it says in the reisha nafal shel truma tchila divrei akol aser, that if the truma fell in first, then everyone's going to say that it's aser ba'achila, and that's a case of ishbiach l'besof pagam, because when the sa'ar shel truma fell into the dough, since it was first into the dough, it was mashpiach the dough, because it was machmitz it properly, and then afterwards the sa'ar shel chulin was added to the dough, and that made it to too much chimutz, to the point that it became pogum. So now it's pogum as a result of the combination of the sa'ar shel chulin and the sa'ar shel truma. Had it not been that the sa'ar shel truma never fallen into the dough would have been great, but because the sa'ar shel truma and the sa'ar shel chulin both came into this dough, now it's going to be pogum. See, isn't that exactly the case of ishbiach l'besof pogum? And Rabbi Shimon is moda that it's aser in that case, meaning everyone had agreed in that case that if the chulin fell in first and then that if the truma fell in first and then the chulin fell in, that it's going to be aser. Elav shmamina b'pogum eikara machloka shmamina. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is correct that the machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon is about pogum eikara, that the whole machlokas about nosin tam l'fgam is initially when it's nosin tam l'fgam. So it turns out that it's a tiyufta on Ula, a double tiyufta on Ula, meaning Ula said that pagamei kara, everyone agrees that it's mutter. And we're saying, no, pagamei kara, not everyone agrees. That's the machlokas. Ula also said, hishbiach l'besof pagam, that's the machlokas. Whereas the Brisa says, no, hishbiach l'besof pagam, everyone holds his aser. There is no machlokas by Yishbiach l'besof pagam. That's going to be kol modim. Everyone's going to agree that that's aser. So now says Gemara, okay, so you quoted this brisa, and we found the basic source for Rabbi Yochanan, and now we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Ula was incorrect. Rabbi Yochanan is 100% correct, but let's look at that brisa a little more carefully. Hani tfasa bavi dekatani lamali. Why does the brisa have three sections to it? What does each section of the brisa teach me? Bishlam bavi de seifa. I understand the case of the seifa where it talks about wine that falls into lentils or wine vinegar that falls into grisim. So what's it teaching me? Kamash Mlan, Bipogame Kara, Machlokas. It's telling me that there's a Machlokas Tanaim, Machlokas Chum and Rabbi Shimon, about or Ramay Rabbi Shimon, when it's Pogame Kara, when it's Nosin Tam Lefgam. Good, that's important. Mitziyasa Nami, I also understand the middle. middle din of the brisa, that if sa'ar shel truma falls into a dough, and then sa'ar shel chulin falls into a dough, that everyone agrees that the dough is going to be aser, because hashpiyach b'sof pagam, divrei hakol aser. So that's telling me that if initially the iser is nosin tam l'shvach, and then ultimately it becomes tam pagam, that's going to be aser. Everyone agrees. El reisha, but that first din, where sa'ar shel truma and shel chulin fall in together, where there's a machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Shimon, lamali, or the way the Brice has a chacham and Rabbi Shimon, lamali, what's that adding? Because after all, hashtu umas seifa, if even in the seifa, in the case where the yayin falls into the adashim or the chometz into the grisim, delo kamash bechlal, where there was never a moment of shevach, who's nosin tam lufgam meikara, and still asri rabbanan, the rabbanan still say it's going to be asr, so reisha to kamash bechmibai, the reisha in the case of the reisha of the sar shel truma, where it's mashbiach the iso because it's machmitz together with the sar shel chulin. So you need to tell me that the chum are going to aser in such a case if it goes through, meaning when too much sar goes into a dough. So for the first little while it did good, but then the dough will if you put too much sar, the dough will inevitably become bad. But that, at those first few moments, that first it will be good. That first hour, it's going to be good. So isn't that obvious that the chum are going to aser in such a case? So says Gemara, Amar Abaye, Reisha the Rabbi Shimon Isrich. The case of the Reisha about the Sar Shel Truma Shel Chulin that fell in together is needed for the sheet of Rabbi Shimon who's matir. V'achi kamri le Rabban Rabbi Shimon. The Rabban is saying to Rabbi Shimon as follows, that you should aser this dough as well. Isa Zuhu Ruyel Ha'achmetz B'Shteshos. This Isa should have become, it should have risen in 2 hours. Mi Gorim L'Shetachmetz B'Shah Achas. Iser. What made it happen so quickly? The Isser. So it became a Shpiach through the Truma. The fact that it became Pagam afterwards, isn't that a case of a Shpiach L'Besof Pagam? So we should answer this Isa. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon would respond to the Chachamim that no, Kishe Shpicho, when it's Mashpiach, when the Sar of the Truma and the Sar of the Chulin team up to be Mashpiach the Isa, Shneim Mashpicha, they both do it together. It wasn't only the Truma Sar that did that. And therefore, and also Kishen Nifgamu, when they both were Pogim, Shneim Pogmu. But the point is the first half of the sentence, that Kishen Shpichu, Shneim Mashpicha, this is not a Shpiach Lubasov Pogam. His Shpiach Lubasov Pogam is when Isser is Mashpiach the Heter. Over here, it's Isser and Heter teaming up to be Mashpiach the Heter. That's different than Isser being Mashpiach. So says Rabbi Shimon, well, according to Rabbi Shimon, why is it when Sar of Truma and Sar of Chulin team up to be machmitz the dough, why is it that he says that's going to be mutter? Shouldn't we assume that that siruf creates an iser? So says Rabbi Shimon l'tameh, this is Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso, damar afilu iser v'iser nami lo mitzarfi. Rabbi Shimon holds even two isurim are not mitzarif with one another to aser something. Certainly an Isser and a Heter are not going to be mitzarif with one another to aser something. Where does Rabbi Shimon say such a thing? D'tanan, ha'orla v'kilei akere mitzarfim. Rabbi Shimon omer ein mitzarfim. That the Tanakama holds that orla and kilei akere are mitzarif to aser taroves. That let's say they orla and kilei akere team up and they both fall into the same taroves of otherwise kosher peros. And you have a 200-to-1 ratio against the orla and a 200-to-1 ratio against the kilei akere. But you do not have a 200-to-1 ratio against the two of them together. So then they're going to aser according to the Chumash. Rabbi Shimon says, no, they're not mitzarif. The Arla is batel, the Kilei Kerem is batel, and therefore the whole Taroves is going to be mutter. So too, Rabbi Shimon will say, when you have Sa'ar of Truma and Sa'ar of Chulin that fall in together there and are machmitz the Isa, we don't view it as if the Sa'ar of Truma is being machmitz the Isa. No, the Sa'ar of Chulin in conjunction with the Sa'ar of Truma is doing it. And we don't recognize it siruf. Period. That's the end of that discussion of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. So now the Gemara tells the story of a psak that Rav gave. Ha'u achbara d'nafal l'chavisa d'shichra. There was a mouse that fell into a barrel of beer, and the mouse died, and it stayed in the beer for a full day. That's the assumption that the Gemara doesn't say, but that you have to make, because the whole issue over here, if everything is cold, it's not nosin tam at all. So it must be that it's kavush kumavushal, that there's another way for tam to transfer even without heat, and that is if it's kavush, if it sits in something soaked for a full day. So this is the discussion of Shulchan Aruch and Yardei Simin Chuf Hey. There are Rishonim that say, nah, maybe the Shir is not really a full day, maybe the Shir is something different. Tosfos over here has a Lashon Yom O Yomayim. There's a further discussion in Poskim whether Kavishka Mavushal is only in vinegar or brine or something like that. Maybe Kavishka Mavushal doesn't apply in just regular liquids. The Gra points, as Shitas Rashi, Mesachas Pesachim, is that it only works in like Chometz and things like that. The Gra in Yeridea points out, L'chora Rashi is against our Gemara, because our Gemara is about beer, and it's not like beer is not Chometz, and yet we still apparently are worried about Kavishka Mavushal. Okay, be that as it may, we know that it has to be there for some amount of time. That's what the Rishonim point out, Tosfos and the Rush point out. Otherwise, if it just fell in for a moment and it was cold, you could just pull it out and the whole thing is going to be kosher. What's the raya to that? Megillah Daf Yud Gimel. That Haman tells Achashverosh, when he tries to be mekatrig against the Jewish people, he says, if a fly fell into their kos of yayin, they would pull out the fly and they would drink the wine. But you touch their wine and they're never going to drink the wine. So is that halachically correct? The part of Achashverosh is touching the wine is halachically correct. The fly going into the wine is not going to trafe up the wine. So yeah, only if it sits there for 24 hours, right? If it goes into the wine and stays for a short time. So there was this mouse that fell into a barrel of beer. Asir Rav Lahu Shichra. Rav Asir that beer. So Amru Rabban Kamedi Rav Sheshes. The Rabbanan told over this mice to Rav Sheshes, Neima Kosover, Nosin Tam Lef Gam Asir. It must be that Rav is passing Nosin Tam Lef Gam is Asir, because probably the mouse doesn't make the beer taste better, right? It probably makes it taste worse. So isn't that a nosin tam of gam? So Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, no, bialma sovrav nosin tam of gam is mutter. Really, Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon, like we hold, nosin tam of gam is mutter. V'hacha chidishu. But over here, the whole din of an achbar is a chidish. Tamimis masu bedili in shimine. Because an achbar is gross, and people would stay away from eating it anyway. The Torah didn't have to asr it. No one was going to eat mice. V'afilu hachi asre rechmana. And yet the Torah still asrs it. So what the Torah is telling me by asering it is that it's asr b'chol mikra, that even if it's nosin tam lefgam, it's going to be asr. So a special chiddush, that it's an exception to the rule. That's what chiddush means, an exception to the rule. That normally the rule is that nosin tam lefgam is mutter, but achbar, even though it's mos, and even though it's nosin tam lefgam, is going to be asr. So amle Rabban Rav Sheshes, Rabban said to Rav Sheshes, if that's really true, that the isra of the achbar is a chiddush, letami lach v'yavesh, it should be metame both when it's moist and when it's dry, because since it's something that people are grossed out by, so the Torah doesn't have to be metame the maga of an achbar. The way Rashi learns Gemara, no one's going to touch it anyway. So from the fact that the Torah is metame it, it must be that the Torah is metame it even if it's totally dried out. Alam etanan. Why then does the Mishnah say in Maseches Nida that a sheretz and shukvazera are metame lachen ve'ein metame yivashin? So you see, not like you're telling me that there's no chiddush in the Isser and the Tumma of the Achbar, because apparently it's not considered to be so ma'us. So Rav Sheshes responded right back to them, according to you, that there's no chiddush in the Isser and the Tumma of the Achbar, by Shechva Zera, l'chora, everyone would agree, Shechva Zera is a davar ma'us, and people stay away from. And the Torah did not need to be metameit. So from the fact that the Torah is metameit, it should be metame lach v'yavesh. Shechva Zera tetame lach v'yavesh. Allah matanan metame lach and vein metame yaveshin. Why would Shechva Zera only be metame lach and not metame yavesh? Elamai Yisrach Lameimer, must be that even though these things are disgusting, they're only metame lach because of a special gzeiras hakasuv, that Shechva Zera amar achmana, that the Torah says Shechva Zera is tame beru'uya lahazriya. That's only if it's a Zera, that's ra'uy lahazriya. But if it's dry, it's not ra'uy lahazriya. It loses all potency. So hachanami b'mosam amar achmana ke'ein mosam. So by shratzim as well, there's a special gzeiras hakasuv. So it's basically an exception to the exception. That an achbar is the exception to the rule. Nosin tam lefgam is normally mutter, but an achbar is going to be aser. But even though it's an exception to the rule, and when it comes to tuma, we bring it back to the rule, because there's a gzeiras hakasuv that tells me b'mosam amar achmana, when the sheretz is dead, it's mitame ke'ein mosam, meaning when it's in a state of being, when it's as it is, when it's freshly dead, namely that it's lach. Maskar Rav Shimi Minardo, me Mos. Wait, you're taking for granted that an achbar is disgusting. Valo olal shulchan malachim. There are kings that eat mice. V'yam Rav Shimi Minardo, lo kasha. Habed dabra, habed demasa. Hard to understand. The kind that are olal shulchan malachim are field mice. House mice are not the kind that are olal shulchan malachim. Amar Rava Hilchasa, nosin tam lefkam is mutter. V'achbar b'shichra lo yadana my time adrav. Normally, nosin tam lefkam is mutter. We're not sure exactly why Rav Aser, the beer that had the mouse fall into it, it could be he holds no sin tam v'kam is aser, but let's say we just don't pass on like him. Or he holds that the achbar actually gives the tam l'shvach into the beer. We're not sure what the basis of Rav's psak was. Okay, tomorrow Rav Shem will pick up with Ibayilu. Everyone have a good day and a good l'chedesh.